Welcome to Preview. I'm Caleb Gardner. It was recently my great pleasure to speak with Mexican pianist Jorge Federico Osorio about the new recording, Conciertos Románticos, in which he performs works by Ricardo Castro and Manuel Maria Ponce. So Jorge, you've had both an enormous amount of live performances and a busy recording schedule. Is there a difference in the preparation or mentality of approaching a live performance versus a recording session?
I always aim on my recordings to have some kind of a momentum, like something that really let the music speak directly, spontaneously. I think I have achieved that. I think sometimes in the recording, things can be what we call perfect, but it's a fake perfect. What is perfection, really? The perfection about music is that it's never perfect. There's always that experience at that moment, and it's like something that you are able to catch during a concert performance. That drive, that spontaneity, that freedom, it's what I try to have in my recordings. I think we achieved plenty of that also because we didn't have that much time to record. So you have to do it and it's fine.
Could you tell us more about the experience of collaboration, not only with Carlos Miguel Prieto, but with the orchestra and what that recording experience entailed?
Well, in a personal level, it goes back many years. I've been playing with the Mineria Symphony for 30 or more years. It's like the summer orchestra in Mexico City. It's a fantastic quality. I know all the musicians there, so it's very friendly. It's a lovely atmosphere. And of course, we had talked about this project of doing the conciertos, the Ponce and the Castro, for some years. And I'm so happy it came to fruition. And I have to say also, thanks to CDI Records, because, I mean, they're willing to risk. And this is, as Mr. Ginsberg, of the president of CDI, says, well, we go and we listen to the artist's requests, and that's how they work. It's been fantastic. It's my 9th album with them. I have some double albums, but, I mean, it's the 9th official. And the quality, I think it's fantastic.
Can you tell our listeners more about the choices of the artist pieces and the work order of this CD? Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about the history and selections.
I've played the Ponce Concerto for many years already. But, I mean, in the past years, I rediscovered the Castro Concerto. And I thought how to record and where to put it together. So I thought that they really got together very well. Ponce was born in 1882, Castro in 1964. He died quite young, actually. I think they go very well together, the Concierto Romántico, and of course, it's very romantic, the Castro Concerto, very virtuoso for the piano and for the orchestra. He was also very interesting, the very first virtuoso pianist coming from Mexico. Actually, it's one of the first piano concertos ever written in the Americas. It's not only because it's interesting to make the people aware about this wonderful concerto. It's so interesting and it's beautiful. It just deserves to be played more.
You perform frequently in Mexico. Do you anticipate or observe any cultural difference from your audience in Mexico? Do they have a particular expectation?
I don't think so. And I think that's also how you as an artist present what you're performing, what you're trying to convey. I think the public everywhere feels that, trusts that, respects. I know that the public maybe, not that it's said, that the public expects certain things, but maybe you can convince them otherwise. As I say, it's like if I play a recital about Brahms and Beethoven, here or in Mexico and Chicago and Europe, I'm not thinking about the public. And the same with these concertos. You're thinking about the music, what you're trying to convey, to be as professional, to have the clarity as an artist so that we can all rediscover at the moment of the performance the work that we're listening.
All of us who've gone to music school know that becoming a professional player is a very solitary activity. But when you become a public figure, a pianist in demand, you're pulled in different ways and you're playing for the public. Has becoming a public performer changed your relationship to practicing or to how you thought of the piano when you were younger or earlier in your career?
It is a solitary way of life. But I mean, even from when I was young and starting to play, you're preparing for some things. I haven't really felt any different or wish it would be different. I love my solitary practicing and time to think things over. Of course, I know that I'm going to take it to another level once you get to the experience of performing.
What's the next step for you in your career and personally? What's on the horizon for our listeners?
Oh, there's so much repertoire still that I want to learn. Being a pianist, a musician, and I've had so many wonderful experiences, I just want to continue the same thing I'm doing and keep developing, keep growing, keep discovering. For instance, there's so much also to discover in Mexico still. There's a lot of chamber music that also deserves to be heard. I have a huge list of repertoire that I want to learn. And also to go back to works that I studied when I was very young. I mean, because, I mean, they're different. I'm different now. And as you know, it's just one develops and one keeps learning. That's really what my greatest joy to grow and grow as an artist.
The new record, Conscientios Románticos, I've really enjoyed it. I know our listeners will enjoy it. Thank you so much for speaking with them.
Yes. Thank you, Caleb.
I'm Caleb Gardner. Thank you for listening to Preview. Interviews like this one are made possible only with your generous support. Please come visit us at theclassicalstation.org.